Business news now from Brian Finn.
Gavin, thank you. Just over a third of websites here have a low or very low level of sophistication. This is according to the National Registry for Domain Names, .ie, in its Digital Readiness Monitor. David Curtin, CEO of .ie, is here. This is on foot of a new study you've conducted on functionality and website sophistication. But what exactly is that, David, and how is it measured?
So our objective really, Brian, was to analyse Ireland's progress on digital development. So for the first time, we've looked at the whole population of websites in Ireland. That's over a quarter of a million websites. And we have looked at the scores underneath and put them together in 11 indicators of web technology intensity. So that's telling us a lot now for the first time. It's like a census instead of a sample size on the websites in Ireland. So that's telling us that web sophistication, for instance, that there's a third now of businesses that we'd classify as low level of sophistication. So what that's pointing to us is that the official statistics are masking the true extent of the issue for small business.
So those with low levels of sophistication, what do their websites look like? Is it just a very basic website that lacks, for example, the ability to sell things?
That's right. That's one of the indicators. And an important one for us where the scores are poor is internationalisation. So if we're seeing signs that only about 10% of the websites show indications of looking to export, for instance, or that there's foreign language elements to their website. Other indicators that are really important would be social media integration. And they're very positive. And that's a good indication of digital readiness because it shows that somebody is thinking, you know, with all of their digital assets. The website is their main digital asset, but they're thinking of adding social media and so on and using that collectively to get their message out and provide a good service to customers. But the one that's really, really important for us is if we see signs of good security. So SSL certificates, for example, 2/3 have a certificate and that's brilliant. But that means that 1/3 don't. And in these days of ransomware and so on, and phishing exploits, that's not good. So it's pointing to the fact that SMEs need some financial support to improve their websites. And we'd be calling on the Minister for Enterprise to do more for small business in the budget. And he has committed to do that, which is great.
Aren't there supports already there? And is it the case that businesses are just not availing of them?
That's the issue. Small business doesn't have the resources or the time really to invest. And we would ask for programs that would be designed that would help the small business to put the digital component in place, but then provide for the digital skills of the employees that they can run it then afterwards. And we know there's about 2 billion in the National Training Fund, and we'd be calling on the Minister for Finance and Enterprise to use some of that to help the smaller micro businesses, the businesses with less than 10 employees that are left out of the official stats at the moment.
And is it mostly these smaller businesses, these micro enterprises that have low levels of sophistication? And also, is there a geographic divide here?
Yes, to both questions. And the geographic divide, that digital divide is still there. It's closing. We see a lot of registrations of .ie domains, for instance, in Mayo and Galway, that has been higher proportionately than Dublin for years now. So that digital divide is closing. But it's the sophistication of the digital presence that hasn't closed. And there's a very serious divide there that still needs to be closed.
What proportion of companies score highly and what are they doing right?
So the companies that are doing right are looking at the website as their digital asset, but they also have other of the 11 indicators. So they have cloud computing, perhaps, they have mobile friendly websites, or they've internationalized their websites. And a really critical one is that they have more than basic analytics. Pretty much everybody has Google Analytics or similar on their website, but the ones that have more sophisticated analytics, they're showing that they are trying to understand the customer behavior and understand customer preference, and then they're modifying their digital asset to meet the customer expectations.
David Curtin, CEO of .ie, thank you very much indeed.